This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Do you feel discouraged, or as though God has forgotten you, or even worse, He has forsaken you? Well, we began a study of Jeremiah 29 by spreading out information we found in verses 10 through 14. Jeremiah wrote this promise to those who were exiles in Babylon in order to give them perspective and encouragement. As a nation, they were being disciplined, but at the appointed time, God would fulfill His promise that they would return to Jerusalem. Many of them would not personally experience this return, but their offspring would. We sorted and structured this information into an outline. God has a plan and a purpose for you. His plan is to prosper you and not to harm you. Also, to give you hope and a future. But how do you discover God's plan for your life? What is needed for His promise to be fulfilled in your life? How do you come to believe that God wants to prosper you and not harm you, to give you hope and a future? Start by praying. Seek Him, and you will find Him if you seek Him with all your heart. To summarize what we've learned, try to develop some applications. God is more ready to be an active part of my life than I am to seek Him. So I need to seek Him and trust Him to fulfill His promise. When I do, I will not be disappointed. When you do, you'll discover the joy of knowing the plan and purpose of God. Your heart will be filled with hope, and you will see a future for your life. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.